Here's Andy Udman.
I have a question for you this morning, folks. Are you one of this growing group that only eats the top of your muffin? I'm serious. I talked to two of my colleagues in the newsroom. They don't eat the bottom half of the muffin. Okay, that's shocking, but I want to share with you something that's more shocking. Every time I walk into a McDonald's restaurant and I see that they're offering me an Egg McMuffin with no yolk, I'm going, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm not a chemist, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a nutritionist, but I know God made the eggs and the yolk is there for a reason, and it seems to me that the egg white is there to hold the yolk. Pam Colleen joins us this morning.
Good morning, Andy. Well, the food industry knows the more they can separate a product, the more money they make. The dairy industry has made out like bandits by separating the fat out of the milk, out of the cream, right? So when they take the fat and they make it into other fatty dairy products, they're making more money that way. So that's why we have lowered fat milk, because they take the cream and turn it into a value-added product.
Are people buying this? I mean, every time I walk into McDonald's, I'm thinking, are people buying this, a yolkless Egg McMuffin?
Well, listen, there's been a lot of big fear-mongering going on in the media about, you know, cholesterol somehow joining the dark side. And a lot of people still believe that. But hopefully we can be here today to bust that myth, shall we say.
I am really excited this morning. Anytime you tell me we have a guest from Texas, I'm wondering how they're going to sound, because they must think we talk funny up here, because we think they talk funny down there. But I love the way they talk down there. And anybody who's named Jimmy already, I'm smiling. And I love the names of his book. Jimmy Moore is his name. He's host of the popular podcast. Listen to this title, folks. Living La Vida Low Carb. I'll be saying that a lot just because it's so fun to say. Living La Vida Low Carb, co-author of his new book, Cholesterol Clarity, What the HDL is... I love that. What the HDL is Wrong with My Numbers. We're talking about losing weight. We're talking about healthy eating. And we're talking to Jimmy Moore. And we welcome Jimmy Moore to London, Ontario, Canada. How are you, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Although I'm not from Texas, I am from the southern United States. I'm in South Carolina. So I hope I'm still in your good graces.
Well, we love your accent, Jimmy.
The land of air conditioners. Let me ask you this. Pam and I were just discussing before we came on. How large? I'm thinking of the mayor of Toronto. Every time I see him at a news conference, I'm thinking, before this news conference is over, those buttons are going to fly right off the front of his shirt right into the camera, because they're all looking like they're going to come flying off. How large, Jimmy Moore, is, Pam was telling me, you were once 5XL?
Yes, I wore 5XL shirts, size 62-inch waist pants, tipped the scales at 410 pounds.
And how much weight have you lost, Jimmy?
So I am currently 231 pounds, so that's almost 180 pounds.
Wow. And you did this by following a diet high in fat, which goes against all mainstream dietitians, nutritionists, even the food guide.
That's right. It's a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet, basically getting the junk out of the diet and sticking to real whole foods. Like, yes, that whole egg is incredibly nutritious. God made it that way for a reason, and I eat copious amounts
of it. Let's start right there. This thing at McDonald's, Jimmy, is this a joke about the yolk? I mean, every time I walk into McDonald's, I'm thinking, okay, this is the joke of the week, and next week they'll come to their senses, but it's still there, the yolkless Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, Pam nailed it, and we're seeing that trend across a lot of the fast food restaurants. They can make more money when they remove the yolk and separate out these foods like this. It all goes back to, people think that the fat and the cholesterol that they're eating in their diet is raising their blood cholesterol levels, which puts them at a greater risk for heart disease. That's a flawed mode of thinking, which is what we tried to undo in Cholesterol Clarity.
And you wrote this book with 29 experts. I mean, your book is loaded with information from universities, from scientists, from medical doctors. Why is it so slow for the mainstream audience to clue into this?
You know, I think a lot of the public has just been bamboozled into thinking that cholesterol is clogging arteries. So that image is just so strong in people's minds, Pam, that they cannot shake that. So you start to say, oh, yeah, eat the whole yolk. They look at you crazy because, oh, we've always been told that's what makes them unhealthy. So shifting this paradigm, and then we also have a $29 billion industry in the statin drugs that artificially lowers cholesterol on paper, but does not make us any more heart healthy. And yet people think those numbers going down on their cholesterol panel means they're getting healthier in the process.
Since we've been reducing our consumption of animal fat and cholesterol, we're sicker, fatter, and more depressed than ever before in the history of mankind. But people are not connecting these dots, unfortunately.
Well, the good news is there is a group of doctors, as you alluded to, 29 in all, plus my co-author is a medical doctor at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, Dr. Eric Westman. And there are a growing number of voices out there, and we try to really give them, good plug in the book, because there's great work that's out there. There's incredible science that supports everything that we're talking about and going to be talking about here today. Unfortunately, just the general public has been blinded by this idea that they have to lower cholesterol to improve their heart health. Hopefully, we change that discussion with cholesterol clarity.
Jimmy, what's your story? You were a 5XL. When did the light come on that said there's got to be a better way?
You know, it's funny. I blame my mother-in-law because she gave me a copy of Dr. Atkins' New Diet Revolution way back at Christmas time. Yes, mother-in-laws give diet books to their fat son-in-laws for Christmas, but I got one that year, and it totally revolutionized the way I thought. I read this book and thought Dr. Atkins was a quack, to be honest. How can you eat more fat? Isn't that going to clog your arteries, is what I thought at the time. And then, don't you need carbs for energy? But everything that I'd ever tried to lose weight before had failed me time and time and time again. So why not give a high-fat, low-carb diet a fair shake? So I did, and then the first month, January 1st, 2004, is when I started. The first month, I lost 30 pounds, which sounds like a lot, but I was 4'10 when I started. I still was very big after that. By month two, I lost another 40 pounds. At the end of 100 days, it was 100 pounds lost, and I knew something was good about what I was doing.
Did you feel like you were suffering? I mean, did you feel like you were lacking while you were doing this diet?
The first few days, yes.
You were lacking the carbs, right?
I was so carbohydrate addicted and didn't even know it, but I was drinking 16 cans of Coca-Cola a day, eating two boxes of Little Debbie snack cakes a day. I was a carbohydrate mess, probably consuming upwards of 2,500 grams of carbohydrates a day. And just to give you an idea of what I do now, I do 25 now.
Yeah.
Jimmy, did you say 16 cans of Coca-Cola a day?
16 cans. I was a carbohydrate addict. I was probably a typical person eating what we call the standard American diet, the SAD diet.
I don't even know how you drink 16 cans of anything a day. I mean, what, you got one in each hand and you go every 30 minutes? How do you do that?
You guys have 7-Elevens in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to go not get the gulp, not the big gulp, not the super big gulp, but the double gulp, which is just this humongous monstrosity of a bucket, and fill it up with, flat Coke. But I would drink that almost every single day, along with going to McDonald's and getting, a biscuit and all this stuff. It's just...
Did your doctor ever tell you what you were doing was damaging your health?
Oh, my doctor... Yeah, amongst other things. He was always trying to put me on drugs. Well, a drug is the only way you're going to ever cure yourself. He never brought up anything about nutrition except for you need to cut your saturated fat and eat more healthy whole grains.
Which is the opposite of the advice you've come across.
That's right. It's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about this now, Pam, is I feel like I've been given a secret to the universe that a lot of people just don't know about. And not that it's the grand panacea for everyone, but golly gee, I mean, if we're going to tell people to cut their fat and eat more healthy whole grains and think that's going to make them healthy when just the opposite could make them healthy, I want to get that message out there loud and clear.
Jimmy, I'm still stuck on the 16 cans of Coke. I want to tell you, I'm not trying to be make light of the situation. I had a friend, Leonard,
yeah,
who drank 6 to 8 cans of Coke a day. And I said, Leonard, look me in the eye. This is going to kill you. Well, he died in the middle of a night of a heart attack, and he was something like 360 pounds. But He doesn't even come close to you. You were over 400 pounds and guzzling, which I can't even imagine, 16 cans a day. Do you look back now and say, I was a dead man walking?
Oh, my gosh. I knew I was a dead man walking now in hindsight. At the time, when you're in the midst of that kind of thinking that really nutrition has nothing on your radar screen, it just doesn't mean anything, you know, you do those kinds of mindless things. And I wonder how many people out there right now are doing that same kind of behavior.
Well, that's exactly what I'm thinking, because, and I'm not saying that Canada is any better than the U.S., but anytime, you know, I'm in the U.S. and I look around, I go, I don't know how these people live. I mean, it seemed, in fact, we had a bus driver here in London, Ontario, who told me that the average weight of a bus driver in the United States is 350 pounds. Can you believe that?
I totally believe that.
Now, you dedicate your recent book, Cholesterol Clarity, to your brother, who unfortunately passed away back in 2008. And you say that basically his death happened because he didn't get the correct information.
Yeah, back in 1999, my brother Kevin, he's my only full-blooded brother, he got a series of heart attacks over the span of a week, about three heart attacks within a week's time, brought his heart function down to about 15%. I mean, it almost killed him at the age of 32, which ironically is the exact age that I started Atkins. And then he died at the age of 41 because he was in and out of hospitals, you know, over the years, had to have a defibrillator put in. And finally, it caught up to him, morbid obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. And it killed him at the age of 41. And right now, I'm 41. So this all hits home for me. This is personal. That's one reason I wanted to write Cholesterol Clarity, not just to give the information, but look, this is a real life story that affects my life. I've been impacted this. Let's prevent the other Kevins of the world that are out there that were on the same path that my brother went. Let's save them.
But you're not a doctor. You're not a surgeon. You don't have a medical degree. Jimmy, what are your credentials, as they would say?
Yeah, I addressed that one pretty darn quick in the book, that I am not an expert, and I don't expect anybody to believe anything I have to say. But I do know all the experts. I mean, with the Living La Vida Low Carb show, which I'm glad you like my name of my show. But that one, I mean, I have interviewed literally over 700 of the top experts in the world on that show. So I've become very good friends with a lot of the true experts in this kind of alternative health arena. And I tapped into just about every one of the best from around the world for this book. Plus, my co-author is a medical doctor, so he went behind everything I was writing to make sure it's on the up and up regarding the science. So I think we put out a pretty good book. It's practical, very easy to read. I'm a patient like a lot of people listening right now. I'm somebody just like you, and I wanted to relay the information in such a way that even you, anybody, could understand it.
Jimmy, let me ask you this. Barack Obama will not be the next president of the United States. He's in his second term. So you're going to get a new president. There's a guy out there who's as popular as anybody out there. And they're all urging him to run for the presidency, and they're convinced he could do it, except for one thing.
Chris Christie.
He's fat. If you had 2 minutes with Chris Christie over a cup of tea, what would you say to him about his girth and about his gifts, which could propel him to the White House if he could just get past this issue of his size and his concerns about his health?
Well, he took control of that situation earlier this year, at least in his mind, by having gastric bypass surgery or some kind of lap band or some surgery like that on his stomach. But even when you've had a surgery like that, it's still incumbent upon you to pay attention to the quality of the calories you're putting in your mouth. He still needs to watch his carbohydrates. He needs to eat protein at every meal and get enough fat to satisfy his hunger. Had he just talked to me beforehand, if we'd have had that little 2-minute conversation before he had that, he probably would not have needed it. It really is as simple as getting your carbs under control, eating more fat than you've ever thought you would in your life, and keeping protein at every meal. You do those things, you're pretty much going to be at a healthy weight for you, and your cholesterol levels will all be fine. Your heart, most importantly, will be just fine.
Jimmy, you look at the population of the United States. What do you think is the number one health issue?
People cutting fat out of their diet. The wrong kinds of fats are going in their bodies. and the right kinds of fats that should be in their bodies are being discouraged and shunned as artery clogging. So things like real foods like butter, eggs, full-fat meats and cheeses, all of these things. You come to America, I try to find Greek yogurt at my local grocery store here in South Carolina. I can't find one that is full fat. Every single one of them has 0% fat or low fat on it.
Okay, and I want to ask you about the solutions, but I want to be, because we're coming down to the bottom of the hour and we have to take a short break for a news update. Sure. But let's be really clear about the problem first before we focus on the solution. As you look around at your fellow Americans, we talked about the 350-pound bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
What is specifically the greatest health threat to Americans? Is it obesity?
I think obesity is a symptom of the real problem. The real underlying problem is chronic inflammation, and the chronic inflammation is coming on from our crappy garbage-based diet. So processed sugars, processed flours, processed vegetable oils, all of these things are raising the inflammation levels, which we do talk about in Chapter 2 of Cholesterol Clarity, to levels that are just putting people at great risk. Meanwhile, they're taking a statin drug thinking that's making themselves heart healthy when that's merely putting a Band-Aid over a gaping wound.
Okay, and just to give the corollary to the Chris Christie story, and the reason I mention him is this. How many other Chris Christies are there in North America who have not begun to reach their full potential because of a weight problem?
I was in the same boat. I never fully felt like in my career, in my life, that I was ever going to get past this glass ceiling until the weight came off. And more importantly than the weight coming off was the mindset of how I thought about myself and how I lived my life. Once that changed, the sky's the limit now.
And you're feeling great. You have good energy, great brain clarity.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm able to be fully nourished. I'm right now, the last time I ate was about 19 hours ago. Because I'm so fully nourished with all the nutrients I need in my body, I can spontaneously fast and not really think about it. How many people can say that?
Wow. We have to take a short break. Jimmy Moore, what a fascinating story. The new book is called Cholesterol Clarity, What the HDL is Wrong with My Numbers. And we're going to open up the phone lines, folks, because we have a fascinating guest, Jimmy Moore, host of the popular podcast, Living La Vida Low Carb. Say that five times. It's fun to say. We'll be back with the new Slim Jim in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. You know, some of the best stories Pam tells me, she tells me during the break, the extreme measures to which people who have a weight issue, a fat problem, I hesitate to use the word fat problem. I had a father call me after one of our health shows in tears, and he said, Andy, can you please not use the word fat? I have a daughter who has a weight problem, and it just kills me every time you say the word fat. It kills me. But Pam, the extreme lengths that people go to in their battle with fat, and you were just sharing one during the break.
Well, it's a four-part series that BBC has been putting on. Jacques Peretti is the host of this four-part series, and somebody's been uploading these shows on YouTube. So I've seen all four episodes. And in the third episode, Jimmy will be interested in hearing this. I don't know if he's seen the series, but Jacques Peretti goes to Sweden to interview this fellow who has a port that's been inserted in his stomach. And after every meal, what he does is he adds a tube to the port, and he expels two-thirds of his meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And apparently that's how he's lost quite a bit of weight. Now, he also qualifies it and says he's an investor in this particular system. But, you know, Jacques Peretti looks this guy in the eye and he says, you know, is this not extreme, like this measure to lose weight? I mean, I wish this fellow had met Jimmy. I wish this fellow knew about the benefits of animal fat, because I don't think we need to go to these types of extremes.
Jimmy, what extreme measures have you seen and heard about that people go to try to lose weight?
Oh, there's one that came out about a year ago, basically a feeding tube. Have you heard about this one? It was some guy in Florida.
Jacques Peretti, yes, it's protein. And Jacques Peretti talks about this one as well. And he shows it. He actually goes to the doctor's office and they do put that feeding tube down his nose.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And
so,
It's these kinds of measures. It's desperation. That's what it reeks of. And people are desperate to lose weight, but they would even fall for something like this, or ear stapling. I've heard that one. I mean, there's there's so many out there that are just horrible. I just wish people would just go back to eating real food first. And if you do that, the weight's going to take care of itself, people. Let's eat for health, and the weight loss is a nice side effect.
But you must hear success story after success story. I mean, you're on your internet. You're reading your emails every single day, Jimmy. I mean, you must have some really outstanding success stories to share with us.
Oh, I mean, it's everything from not just obesity, but diabetes is completely under control, reversal of heart disease issues. I mean, it really runs the gamut. And I'm not saying it's a panacea for everybody to eat this way, but definitely if you've been frustrated by low-fat, high-carb diets that have been rammed down our throats as the way to get health, why not try something different? It worked for Jimmy Moore in 2004, and here I am nearly a decade later, thriving at the age of 41 because I dared to challenge all the dietary advice we'd always been given. In fact, in 2010, I went to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., and testified before the USDA when they were about to come out with the 2010 dietary guidelines, which is kind of the standard around the world now that people use. And I said, look, I did everything the exact opposite of what you told me to do and got healthy. You need to start paying attention to some of the other people that are doing things that you're saying is true, but it's not true for everyone.
Jimmy, you mentioned the figure earlier, $29 billion, the statin drug industry. What is the weight loss industry tab come in at? And are any of them ones that you are comfortable with, Weight Watchers and all the others? That's a multi-billion dollar industry as well.
Oh, I don't have exact numbers, but I mean, you think about all the facets that are involved in that industry, from the foods that are promoted as low fat to the Weight Watchers and the Jenny Craigs. I mean, they alone probably bring in, you know, hundreds of million of dollars on their own. It's immeasurable. And it goes back to that desperation that people have to lose weight. I really wish we'd get off of this mantra that weight loss is the be-all, end-all goal. Let's make health the first and foremost goal, and weight loss is just a nice little side effect.
Now, you've had Dr. Jay Wortman on your show, and mm-hmm. he's a Canadian researcher from here in British Columbia. I've had him on the show with Andy, and a lot of people listening to this show would have seen My Big Fat Diet, which would have aired on CBC and still airs on CBC. I mean, here we have a researcher who took 100 people, put them on a high-fat, low-carb diet, and within a year they lost, I think it was a ton of weight, literally a ton of weight, and many of the subjects in this study were able to come off of their medications or significantly reduce their medications. He had such profound results on this study, but it seems to have gotten absolutely nowhere within Health Canada.
Well, he's fighting a lot of forces here. It goes back to all those people that are involved in the weight loss industry, from the food companies to even the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, they all have a vested interest in people staying fat. And quite frankly, I don't mind using the word fat because that's what is happening. It's unfortunate that people are putting on body fat faster than ever before. And it should stop most people in their tracks and say, what are we doing now that's making this happen?
Jimmy, I love your comment about it's not about getting thinner. It's about getting healthy. And as I always do, I welcome our listeners to join the conversation. John wants to jump in with a comment. John, go ahead.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey.
I just wanted to see if you could shed some light as to why the majority of the medical community, such as our general practitioners, are promoting this lifestyle, this sad diet, when obviously it's not working. Like, are we talking about policy, or are we talking about science? Like, is that what they're following? Is the policy of the government, or are they just not looking at the science and what's going on?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I love it because it gets to the root of something we talked about in Cholesterol Clarity, and that is doctors don't really have a lot of training in nutrition. Did you know, and most people don't even realize this, in medical school, they're lucky if they get 1 to 2 weeks' worth of nutritional education. So here they are telling us to cut our saturated fat, to eat more healthy whole grains, to exercise 30 to 60 minutes a day, and oh yeah, if all that doesn't work, take a drug to cover up the effects of all that. You know, it's unfortunate people believe the man in the white coat, and again, I have great respect for the medical profession. If I break my arm, I want them to put that back together again. But when it comes to chronic health issues, they are utterly clueless.
Now, Jimmy, how many people are listening to your show, first of all, on your podcast? You've got lots of listeners.
Yeah, so the Livin' La Vida Low Carb Show gets around 250,000 listeners a week.
250,000. All right, so there's 250,000 people who are starting to see the light, correct?
At least, and maybe they're going into their spheres of influence and saying, hey, you need to listen to this guy's show, or they pass on information. And the cool thing is I get lots of different experts from a wide variety of different expertise.
And what do you foreshadow? What do you think is going to happen now that your book is out? Do you think that universities are going to start paying attention to this information now?
I'm not so sure that the universities will, but perhaps, and my target audience was the general public. I think we've kind of given up on doctors and universities changing their minds. I'm going straight to the public because they're the ones that need to be convinced. And maybe they will be the ones that end up convincing the universities and the doctors.
Okay, Jimmy, I want to, for people who have just joined us, just the next 2 minutes, if you can just give the Reader's Digest version, boom, 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 boom. Okay, so you're overweight. You've got all kinds of health issues related to your overweight problem. How do you fix it? Jimmy, go.
So you need to find out what your carbohydrate tolerance level is. So there's no more healthy whole grains. You've got to cut the grains. You've got to cut the sugars. You've got to cut even some people the starches in your diet. So when you cut things, you get to add things. So what do you add? You add real whole foods from and whole fatty foods, let's put it that way, from lots of great sources, so butter, coconut oil, full-fat meats and cheeses. And you do have some green leafy vegetables in there as well as some good carbohydrate sources. Some people can get away with fruit. I personally can't because my carb tolerance level doesn't allow me to do that. Get yourself a blood sugar monitor. You can test to see how foods impact your blood sugar. And if you get that under control and can see good results, then, you know, you should be able to eat lots of healthy fats, moderated amounts of protein, low carbs, feel fantastic, be able to fast now upwards of 20 hours at a time like I'm doing right now, and feel unbelievably great.
Isn't that amazing, Pam? Mm-hmm. In 1 minute, we've just heard that advice. People people spend mega dollars to try to lose weight. I mean, any of the weight loss programs, you're talking big dollars to get there. And here in 1 minute, you have the advice that will get you results, and they're free. That's the magic.
And Jimmy said something profound a little while ago. He talked about how doctors are writing prescriptions for drugs to cover up a lot of the symptoms we're getting simply because we're getting the incorrect advice. So on that note, Jimmy, can you tell people what are the side effects of these cholesterol-lowering drugs, these drugs like, you know, Crestor?
Yeah, I can tell you, I personally took both Lipitor and Crestor before my low-carb days because the doctor said your cholesterol was high. Well, you know what he thought was high? It was around 235 or so. So he thought that was extraordinarily high. He doesn't want to know what it is today. Extraordinarily high, so he put me on Lipitor, and I started getting bad muscle and joint pain, and it turns out that that probably was the least side effect that some people get. One of my experts in the book is a gentleman named Dr. Dwayne Gravlin. He's from spacedoc.net. If you're not familiar with his work, you definitely have to check it out. Spacedoc.com, excuse me. You have to check him out. But he took Lipitor for 1 month, and he got this neurodegenerative condition known as global transient amnesia, where he was basically sent back in time in his head to the time when he was 13 years old sitting in a classroom and everything was so vivid. And he was out for days, and then he wakes up in a hospital room going, what just happened? Mm-hmm. And so it's those kinds of things that the brain health issues of taking statin drugs, I think, cannot be missed here. I mean, you have to know these things are altering the way your brain works. And if you don't have a brain, you don't have a life.
Jimmy, I wonder, when you look at this whole obesity crisis in the United States, and it is a crisis on so many levels, not the least of which is financial, because in the U.S., we know, just as here in Ontario, we're going broke trying to pay our medical bills. We're going broke for a number of other reasons, too. But it's trying to pay our medical bills. And we've heard all about Obamacare, and they're desperately trying to address your major health issues. You must get so angry sometimes that there is this really simple and cheap solution to many of our health problems, which we are ignoring.
That's right. We don't have a health care crisis. We have a health crisis. And what we're talking about here today is fixing the health crisis, which will end up fixing the health care crisis. And I've long said I wish insurance companies would get on board with the message we've been talking about here today, because they stand to benefit the most from this. Think about all the lack of claims that they'll have if people start getting healthy nutritionally rather than them shelling out.
Yeah, but people are going to be out of jobs, Jimmy. They're going to be out of jobs if we're healthy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem with the whole message that you're preaching, Jimmy. It's not that it doesn't work. It does work, but people don't make a lot of money following it.
Yeah, it's not good business sense to promote healthy living.
Okay, we have to take a short break, and then we'll be back to share with you our final segment as we wrap it up and put a bow on it. If you have a question or a comment for Jimmy Moore, now's the time to call 643-1290. Back with Jimmy Moore, author of Living. That's
the
radio
book,
show.
The book is Cholesterol Clarity. Yes.
What the HDL is wrong with my numbers. Cholesterol Clarity, What the HDL is wrong with my numbers, and that popular podcast. I love that name. Living La Vida Low Carb. Back with Jimmy in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. 10:51 now in conversation with Jimmy Moore, host of the popular podcast Living La Vida Low Carb, co-author of the new book Cholesterol Clarity, What the HDL is Wrong with My Numbers. Jimmy, let me ask you this as we wrap this up and put a bow on it.
Yes.
We're seeing McDonald's demonize eggs. We're seeing people demonizing dairy, demonizing red meat. And you're saying, wait a minute, that's the answer to our health crisis, not
right.
The problem.
Right. People should stop and ask themselves, why is obesity getting worse? Why is heart disease getting worse? Why is diabetes rates, why are they rising faster than we've ever seen before? There's a reason, people, and it's the very advice we're being given to be healthy. It's time for you to take back control of your own health. Stop abdicating your responsibility for your health to your doctor. Just because he's wearing a white coat doesn't mean he has all the answers for you. You've got to be the best, your own best advocate, so to speak, of your health.
And what you're saying makes complete sense. It's common sense. Before World War II, we didn't suffer with meat phobia, dairy phobia, fat phobia, cholesterol phobia. We didn't have any of these food phobias before World War II. And we were much, much healthier back then. And we didn't have an obesity crisis than we are today. So I think, it's very simple. The nutritional information that we're talking about here is very simple to understand. The trouble is that the misinformation is what makes nutrition complicated.
Yeah, and don't get caught up in the hysteria about low-fat this, low-fat that. Those are health claims meant to sell products. So stop listening to health claims. Buy foods that don't have health claims on them. Every single real food in the world does not have a single health claim on it, but you bet your bottom dollar they are indeed healthy for you to be consuming.
Jimmy, here's the question. Are they getting the message out there? Are you hopeful or are you despairing? Because we have a health crisis on so many
fronts. He's got a quarter of a million listeners, Andy. This is hopeful. This is hopeful.
But is it mainstream yet? Are we making progress?
No, it's not mainstream yet. But I think thanks to, the work that I'm doing, and there's a lot of people in this movement called Paleo that's really getting the message out there. Google Paleo and you'll find lots of incredible information about a lot of what we've been talking about here today.
And you have also Dr. Chris Masterjohn in your book, and he's with the Weston A. Price Foundation. That's another one of my favorite foundations out there. Basically talking about very similar things with regards to nutrition.
Jimmy, let's make it really, let's leave him something, a takeaway that's really simple. How do they get started?
You just got to start it. Get rid of all the garbage out of your cupboards now. So if you've got, corn chips and Little Debbie snack cakes like Jimmy Moore used to eat and Coca-Cola in your cupboards and in your refrigerator, you got to ditch them today. Put the good stuff in, stick with real whole foods, and you won't be led astray.
Wow.
That's right. And remember last week we were talking about box cereals, Andy? We were talking about the box being healthier than the actual innards of the actual box, the cereal
and
itself.
I noticed you coined a new word in case people didn't catch it. Carbage.
Carbage.
Yes.
Wow.
I've been using that one, and it really sticks in people's minds because carbohydrates are garbage for your body.
Wow. And Jimmy, you have a cruise that you put on every single year with speakers, including people, I think, like Gary Taubes, who we've had on the show, Tom Naughton, all sorts of people out there trying to get the message out. And are you doing your cruise again this, I guess it would be in May, right?
Yeah, Dr. Jay Wortman was actually just on the one we had this year, but in May of 2014, yes, lowcarbcruiseinfo.com. If you want to learn more about it, we have a lot of fun with that.
On your cruise, how is the buffet table different than on most cruises?
It's the exact same, but, I mean, most of the people that would come kind of know what they can get, so that's the beauty of low carb. You can pick and choose the foods that you want and leave the ones you don't want.
And what else have you got on your agenda? Have you got another book planned or anything along that line?
I do. I'm actually writing my next book will be called Keto Clarity, to talk all about some of this stuff we were talking about with high-fat, low-carb diets. It's known as a ketogenic diet, and I'm going to have all the therapeutic ways that ketogenic diets can help your health and weight. Dr. Westman is, again, going to be my co-author, and I'm going to have, again, 29 experts from around the world to help kind of solidify this way of eating as being a healthy way of eating.
Okay, I usually ask our guests to summarize the whole show with a truth. I'm going to ask you the opposite. What is the biggest lie out there when it comes to our health and nutrition?
That fat makes you fat and fat clogs your arteries. Mm-hmm. If you embrace fat and stop fearing fat, you'll be healthier than you ever thought you could ever be.
What are the key steps that people have to do in a day? Breakfast, lunch, dinner. What would, say, a typical breakfast look like?
Sure. So I'll tell you, I haven't eaten today, but you're not going to eat breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack, midnight snack. That's kind of been the whole mantra of the way our eating patterns have gone for so many years. Instead, why don't you eat plenty of healthy fat? So, for example, I'll throw some grass-fed butter or coconut oil into a pan, and then I'll throw in, you know, 4 or 5 eggs into there, and then cook that up, put some raw cheese on top of that, and some sauerkraut, and maybe some sour cream, and an avocado on the side. That's
Andy,
a
are you
very
getting
high-fat meal.
Are you getting hungry, Andy?
Did you say four or five eggs? Actually, first thing every morning, I have 3 eggs, and yeah. I fry them up in coconut oil, a few onions, a little bit of broccoli.
Nice.
And am I on the way?
You are doing well, my friend. Throw an avocado in there, and you are living la vida low carb.
And when you're 5XL, what's your next size?
Anything lower than that.
Jimmy, a real pleasure. Thank you so much from South Carolina.
Yes.
Jimmy Moore.
And his website for his book is cholesterolclarity.com.
Terrific. Thank you, Pam. Anything else?
That's it for today. I have some classes coming up, by the way. They're posted on my website, pamcolleen.com, upcoming events.
There we go. 11 o'clock news coming up next. After the news,